This episode of TMS is brought to you by BlueChew.com. That's like blue, the color, and chew, C-H-E-W.com. Brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code TMS. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com and the code TMS. Coming up on TMS, the TMS micro experience.
Spend time with your pets.
Avengers made serious bank.
Yeah, it did. The McToilet rule.
Bees, bees, millions of bees.
Morrissey says vegans are super rad, and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
It's like gutting a fish. First you make a long slit, then you take out everything that isn't meat.
Cause she got a great ass.
The Morning Stream.
This is The Morning Stream. It's just what the doctor ordered. The Morning Stream.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. It is TMS for Tuesday, June 12th, 2018. 9 a.m. on the dot. Mm-hmm. Mountain time. We don't do that very often. We nailed it. Scott Johnson here with Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
All right. How was your day yesterday?
It was good. It was getting a couple things fixed on my bike. Took it to a different place than I've been taking it. And this guy knew exactly what he was doing. He's like, oh, well, your chain's a little bit loose, so we're going to fix that. That's going to fix the slipping. And your hub is out of alignment, and that's why a couple of your gears don't feel like they're changing.
Oh.
And this is something that I took it to the place that is a block away from my house three times and still never felt like they got it working. And so I'm excited today for a ride after our little short show.
Yeah, it's like finding a good mechanic. They're hard to find.
It really
is. Once you find one, it's great. Plus, you need to be, you know, that bike needs to be in top shape. We can't have Brian flying off the road and landing into a tree or a ravine or something weird.
Exactly. And the thing I'm still worried most about are the other riders. Yeah. I'm not worried about making it 60 miles, 70 miles, whatever, you know, to each of the different places. I'm worried about getting my foot stuck in the clip or not being able to get my foot into the clip or whatever and toppling over and knocking over some, you know, some jacked steroid using bike. Like, we all have this vision of the stereotypical bicyclist, don't we? Like,
sure.
This
I do.
Skinny, easily angered guy. What are you doing? You don't belong out here, man.
I know. I do, too. I don't know why I have that stereotype, but I do. They're all cocky. Sort of, they all think they own the road. It's just
skin-tight Italian jersey on his chest. And
I'm telling you, that's exactly right. And you're going to have to – look, you're taking all the right precautions. Very excited for you.
I am.
Don't let your clip clock.
In the snowboard clip
lock? Don't let your clip clock get clopped. All right. Hey, real quick here. For those listening, this is a shorter show. It's a long story, but in an effort to marathon my way through lots and lots of E3 coverage, I was literally yesterday went from the show ended, went straight into the conference, and then
Square Enix.
I know. That thing
presentation.
I think it was a bummer. Did not stop until last night, or I should say this morning, at close to 2 a.m. because I was on the DLC podcast with Jeff Cannata last night. They had to go late because he was at the event and had to go home.
Oh, wow.
And then, anyway, all day long, total marathon. The sacrifices we make for our listeners. But as a result, TMS is cut a little short today, okay? So you're just not going to get Bill and Jerry. Otherwise, things are normal. Don't worry, tomorrow everything's back to normal, okay?
Yeah. That, by the way, speaking of E3 and the boring, and the boring, and not only boring, but also the lack of any information about the new Square Enix Avengers game that's been,
nothing, zip.
A year and a half they've been touting this thing, and, keeping it under wraps, it's a big old secret, and apparently it's staying a secret.
Yeah.
Caused a bunch of anger on the webs yesterday. Yeah. But Sony's presentation... I mean, all right, another Resident Evil game, sure, okay, cool. Another Last of Us game. Maybe that one I'll actually start and finish. But the Spider-Man game looked great.
Yeah, looks real good.
The that Norman Reedus thing with the
Death Stranding. Oh yeah,
Death Stranding. Yeah. That looks really cool.
Hideo Kojima is crazy, and I'll watch. I'll play anything he makes.
Yeah.
I mean, he was fairly grounded with. I mean, he kind of had to be a little bit with the Metal Gear Solid series.
Sure.
Or the Metal Gear series, but he's obviously just off his rocker with this thing, whatever this is. And I'm super. Yeah. We're not going to see that for a couple of years, though. That thing is not near done.
No.
There's no way. Everything, actually, I liked everything Sony showed game wise. Mm-hmm. I did not like Sony's presentation. It was freaking weird.
Oh, really? So, no, I didn't see that part. What I saw were, I saw a 10-minute highlight reel on Engadget. Yeah. So I missed, there was nothing in between, but like basically it was highlights from this clip, highlights from this clip, you know, one right after the other.
Yeah.
And no actual stage presentation stuff. So were they kind of goofy?
No, it was way goofy. It started out in this like makeshift church tent. Uh-huh. Where they tried to, and then they showed these scenes from Last of Us 2, which was brutal. My gosh, it was freaking brutal.
Oh yeah, super violent. Yeah. Except for the lady kissy parts.
Yeah, the lady kiss. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but the girl with the big nose, the not Ellie, the main character, but the other one, yeah, her girlfriend there. That's what's her name from Raising Hope and Westworld.
Can't
think of her name. Ellie. Well, her name is Ellie or something on Westworld. Yeah. The one that's hanging out with, running around with a black guy. I can't think of his name. With Bernard. She's hanging out with Bernard right now because she's got. Remember, she had Bernard all. Oh, you haven't. You're not caught up.
I'm not on Westworld season two. Is she a new addition to season two?
No, she was in season one. She was all up in season one.
Well, I don't think it's Martha Plimpton, and I don't think it's.
What's her name? It was the kid's, the guy who's Hope's dad.
Yeah,
his son, his girlfriend that worked at the store.
Oh yeah.
Her, that actress. She was all over season one.
They're saying Elsie Hughes.
That's the name. I don't know if that's her name in the show or that's her real name.
Okay.
She's the one that Bernard.
Oh, that's her name in the show.
No, Bernard didn't do anything to her, Tinvec.
No spoilers.
Season one stuff, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon Woodward.
Okay, yeah.
I don't remember people's names. Anyway, she's in there. That's her.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, and there was a fun picture shown after where her and the voice actress for Ellie, what's her name from Critical Role, blonde. She also is in that show my wife likes on TV where the lady has all the tattoos. Anyway, showed them slow dancing out in the set that they used for Sony last night. So that was kind of cute. Funny. But yeah, it was a fine full day. Lots of stuff. I watched the PC gaming one, which was way better than previous years, but still kind of long and weird. All we have is Nintendo left.
Nintendo! Let's find out some cool stuff about the Switch and the new Pokemon games and all that business.
It might be a half hour of just Smash Brothers. That might be it.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying.
Yeah,
for,
let's
I don't know.
Hope not, but you,
unless you're a Smash Brothers fan, then you're super stoked about that idea that I just mentioned, but we shall see. All right, I got a question for you regarding, because of all this coverage and this stuff, and
sure.
By the way, thanks to everybody for all your comments and stuff. Patrick and John and I are supposed to be done away, but he's been like no-show. I haven't been able to get him on anything. He's been super busy. So I don't know what he's up to, but better check on him after this, make sure he's okay. But
yeah, right.
It's been very positive and overwhelming, but the biggest problem has been time. It's like I haven't had time to do much else, and when I'm not doing that, I'm furiously drawing because I'm trying to finish up stuff. By the way, the main card deck for the Kickstarter, done. All the artwork is done. Cool. The Go Fish deck, I'm about halfway through total number of fish. I still got to do a Brian Fish. I'm excited about my Brian Fish.
Can't wait for that.
He's all planned out in my head. I got this Brian Fish all figured out. I made an octopus named Tom, and he's wearing a fedora. It's great.
Nice.
Anyway, so all that's going great and everything, but I realized during all of this craziness over the last 4 or 5 days, I have virtually no time with my pets. Mm-hmm. And I have weird guilt right now about it.
Yeah.
Is that normal to feel like, totally normal. I mean, normally it's like,
I am in the human realm. When I have time for you, I will make time for you. But I don't have any.
Like, normally, just it's not a thing you're supposed to be thinking about, or it's not a priority. But I look at Rainer's eyes this morning, and I can just see, oh, we haven't been together at all.
Yeah, that's totally normal and sad and normal. But no, we'll that'll happen with me too. Like, I'll be doing a lot of traveling, and I'll get back, and I'll have a lot of stuff to catch up on.
Yeah.
At least the cat will just come over and hang out with me, right? Like, yeah. Oh, you're playing Far Cry? Okay, I'll sit by your leg. You know?
I love the way he talks. She talks, sorry.
She. But Daisy, the time that I feel guilty not spending time with her is when there's like thunder and lightning, because she's a nervous dog when it comes to noises outside the house.
Mm-hmm.
They've been roofing, working on the roof next door. Yeah. Crazy neighbors are getting some roof work done.
Yeah.
And she's freaked out by the hammering and stuff going on over there. And it's like, okay, all right, I'll hang out with you. Just sit there with you and you know, cuddle with you and pet you and stuff like that. And yeah. But I got to get back to work.
Yeah. No, you got stuff to get done. You got to pay them bills. I understand it. So I just today, somehow, when the dust settles on all this, I mean, there's still a lot to do today, but
yeah,
I'm going to take, like, I don't know, a good hour, and it's just going to be dog time. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to cuddle up with the dog on, like, the chair out there in the backyard and the thing, and turn on the little water fountain thing and just chill with the dog. Nice. I need it. I need I just need it. I need a warm dog.
Yeah.
You know,
don't we all?
On a breezy day. It's the best. I just miss her. And she's been here the whole time. I just, at the end of the day last year, I was like, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just making sure she's in her kennel, and I go in there, and she's a little sad eyes looking at me like, I remember when we were friends. You know?
I remember when we used to do things together. So, oh, no, Amish Overlord. I do have a thunder shirt for her. She wears it when it is thundering, but we don't put it on her, like, all the time, and it would have been all day yesterday while the hammering was going on at the house next door, so.
Do you do that for, like, 4th of July stuff?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. 4th of July. She gets that, and she gets a little doggy pill or doggy medicine. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
It's probably some sedative-y
sort of. It's some sort of sedative, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Rainer's weird. Downers. She doesn't care about any of that. The fireworks go off. She just sits there. Like, meh.
Which is funny because she seems a little timid about other things.
Oh, she's a complete freak about other things.
Yeah. You'd think that thunder and fireworks would drive her up the wall.
Yeah, I put a plate down and it rattles with a fork on it, and she'll go run the other direction. So the things she's are sensitive to are weird, but like when it comes to thunder or fireworks, she's just like, whatever. Doesn't bark, doesn't do anything. Doesn't bother at all. I don't understand it. It's freaky. Anyway, she's seen some things. She's been through some stuff. It's been, you know, she was in Nam. No, she wasn't. She was not in Nam.
PTSD, sure.
Yeah, why not? Okay, we got to take a quick moment here and talk about a sponsor today. Guys, remember the days when you're always ready to go? Oh, yeah. You can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Hey, look, sometimes we talk about mature subjects on the show. This is one of them. BlueChew.com. That's like the color blue. B-L-U-E, chew.com. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Hey, boys, go get one of these. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Get some older guys listening to the show. May help you out. Just saying. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code TMS. You just pay $5 shipping, that's all. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code TMS. Try it for free. Better, cheaper, faster choice.
This is your radio newscaster with another exclusive sensational summary of world and local events.
It's the news brought to you by
the new album Sports Ball by Wimbledon. I blew that.
Wimble.
The new album Sports Ball by Wimbledon Alley. Get it at wimbledonalley.bandcamp.com.
That's cool. We should check that out and see if there's anything we want to play on the show or something for him.
Sure.
Yeah, we'd love to do that for him. Avengers Infinity War. Mm-hmm. You might be familiar with it.
I'm familiar. Yeah. Yeah.
You see it the one time, twice? I don't remember.
I saw it twice. Once with you.
Oh, right.
Once in the seats directly behind you in Vegas.
I forgot for a minute that that's how long that was. That feels like yesterday. That's really weird.
Oh, yeah. It totally does. And then once a few weeks later out here with George.
Uncle George.
Uncle George. Got to see the comic book movies.
Which is cool. I like that. I like that you guys have that. Well, Avengers made over $2 billion worldwide. This is just a quick checkup on the box office mojo reporting these numbers. According to it, the domestic total as of June 10th, 2018, $655,136,398. That's just domestic. Worldwide, that brings the entire total to $1.99 billion.
Jeez.
So just a hair from, about $400,000 shy of $2 billion, which is really not that much.
Holy cow. I mean, and that DTNS got that in the summer movie draft.
Yeah.
And, you know, they paid $85 for Infinity War. So basically they got that, they got Breaking In, and they got Hereditary.
What's Breaking In?
Nah, no idea.
Hereditary is that new horror movie with Toni Collette in it, right?
Oh, yeah, and I hear that's good. Yeah. Breaking In is a James McTeague movie with Gabrielle Union and Billy Burke.
Oh, Gabrielle Union? Sign me up. I like her. She's
but,
fine.
Yeah, I do too. But anyway, like, you know, compare that to Cord Killer is getting Star Wars Story, or Solo, a Star Wars Story, and paying $65 for that and basically still being... you know, struggling with that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But of course, this doesn't count. It's only domestic box office, not worldwide.
Well, still pretty, biggest maker of the money of the year by far.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
Hereditary, by the way, currently 92% on Rotten Tomatoes and at fourth place in the box office. So it's not, you know, breaking records, but that's money that DTNS will... gladly take in their quest to win. Yeah. I think they probably are going to, they're going to run away with it this year, I think.
Yeah. Ocean's 8 doing okay with a 68% Rotten Tomato score. So, you know, top two thirds.
Sure.
I'm kind of still interested in seeing that. I was hoping it would do better.
Yeah. I was hoping critically it'd do better too, but I have a feeling I'll quite like it. I'll probably see it in theaters because I got that damn movie pass now.
Right. Now you feel obligated. You feel like if you don't, you're wasting money with every day that goes by that you don't go see a movie that day.
The way I look at it, if I don't go at least two movies a month, then why am I doing it? Yeah. If I'm not doing at least that, so that's my current bar. If I go two times a month, I'm good. Anything under that, I feel like I'm paying for nothing. So.
Wow.
Anyway, Ocean's 8 is currently leading the box office, $41.6 million over the weekend. Solo in second place, Deadpool in third, Hereditary in fourth, and in fifth place, still holding strong, Avengers Infinity War.
I didn't think that was even still in theaters. For Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, 59% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And I hear that's generous. Some people, you know, you and I trust Tom Merritt. He's a pretty nerdy dude.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
He did not. He actively really disliked that movie.
That's crazy.
I'm bummed out about it because, I don't know, I'd like that series to stay at least, you know, in some semblance of decent. And the last one was okay. It was a big crowd pleaser, and that's good. Apparently the story just is dumb. So there you go. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, appropriately named.
Right. Yeah, normally 59. It's Tuesday. I try and push for going to see a movie tonight on $5 AMC Tuesdays, but Tina and I are going to something called Puzzled Pint, which is a, it's like pub trivia, but instead of answering trivia questions, you get puzzles, like sheets of puzzles with like different anagrams and nonagrams and crypto quizzes and things like that, and you've got to solve them, all with the theme.
Sounds like... I want to take you to a gay bar!
Does it?
No, not really. It does sound like a pub quiz, though, or a quiz pub.
It does, yeah. I'll talk about it tomorrow. This will be the second time we've gone. We had a great time the first time we went a couple months ago.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
So there's that. Good job, sure. Infinity War. May you ever reign as Lord of the Rings there.
At least until Infinity War Part 2 comes out.
Yeah. We still don't have a title for. No. When do you think we get that? When do you think we see that?
I don't know, but the longer they wait, it feels like the more pressure they're putting on themselves to come up with a title.
Yeah.
Because if they would have just said, yeah, we're going to call it, heck, even Infinity War Part 2, or we're going to call it, you know, blah, blah, blah. If they would have done that right away, okay, all right, cool, that's our next one. But now there's all this anticipation and build up and waiting for the title. And you know it's going to be, again, as soon as the title's announced, oh, that's the dumbest title I've ever heard for a movie. Man.
The internet, there's no way anyone likes it. It's just going to be
there's
dumb.
No, it's a no-win situation.
Nope. Yeah, I totally agree. I was thinking the other day, looking at this sad picture of Ben Affleck in Batman costume.
Really?
And it shouldn't be. As soon as I saw it, he's just a picture of him from one of the Justice League things. Uh-huh. And he just looks sad and kind of pathetic looking. And it occurred to me, Marvel has so dominated. I mean, I know I'm just stating the obvious here, but they've so like turned the last 10 years have turned Marvel into such a new thing, right?
Yeah.
This
yeah.
monstrous thing that I can't even look at that other stuff and not feel judgmental about it.
Sure.
Like I look at it and just go, oh, you guys really? And like today they announced a Aquaman trailer. Now, in any other reality, I'd be going, ooh, I can't wait to see an Aquaman trailer. I'm excited. Jason Momoa, he's great. Like, I would be totally stoked. And today, I was like, I can't be bothered to go look at that.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It's not good, probably. I mean, I feel bad. DC doesn't deserve to be so horribly thought of.
They don't, but boy, they better step it up if they don't. I mean, Wonder Woman was sadly the exception that proved the rule, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, they need to
more of that.
More of that. Mm-hmm. By the way, did you hear Leah Thompson wants to direct a new Howard the Duck reboot?
Shut up. No.
I'm not kidding.
She wants to direct it?
Yes.
But who will be in her underwear hanging out with a duck? That's my memory of her in that movie.
Yeah, of course. I don't know. I don't know who would be the new Beverly Switzer.
Let's look this up. You're right. There's news about this. Oh, yeah. It's pitching a Howard the Duck reboot to Marvel.
Yeah.
Why is she doing that? Does she enjoy her time there?
She must have. She must have said, you know, heck with that Michael J. Fox thing I did. This seems like it would be the the career launcher that I need.
Oh, that hair in that movie. I forgot how just...
Oh, yeah. Well, insane. I mean, but it was based completely on the comic. Like, Beverly was an over-the-top... character.
She says, from my lips to God's ears, I don't know. To tell you the truth, I'm going to Marvel to pitch a Howard the Duck in a new movie. Really?
Yeah.
That's not gonna happen.
No, but it'd be really like it would be a great one shot added on to one of the Blu-rays or yeah. like a I don't know, a 1 hour TV thing or something like that.
Some short little extra.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be all right with that.
Because, I mean, we've seen him. We've seen him in the collector's collection. He's there.
Yeah. I'm all for bringing back stuff you don't expect, like Leah Thompson somehow is Howard the Duck references. That's fine.
Seriously, like I mean, who would have thought? If somebody would have said, hey, I'm going to Marvel to pitch a Guardians of the Galaxy movie, you know, people would be like, okay, good luck with that.
Yeah. Matuba in the chat says, Howard the Duck was in a cage in Guardians. No, he was in Guardians in the stinger. Like Howard the Duck straight up right. was in it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He was in a cage, though. He was in the collector's. He was in a collector's cage in.
Was he in a cage? I thought he was out of the cage.
No, he was sitting in a cage.
Oh.
In the collector's collection.
Oh, I thought the chat room had it wrong. I thought he was outside of that thing talking and walking. Why do I remember that way? That's weird.
He was just talking, he was just talking, holding a martini.
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
He's so dumb. All right.
Oh, Ingus from Flint says he was out of the cage in the stinger. I thought he was in the...
Oh, was he? I thought he was, too. I thought he was out of it. I thought he was Yeah, he was just sitting there. That's right.
Oh, because the cage blew up. That's right, because the cage blew up with the Infinity Gem deal.
Right. So he's sitting there, and they do the little final thing, and he looks all alien and weird. He doesn't look like the Howard the Duck.
He doesn't look like the Donald Duck.
No.
Weird 3D Donald Duck that we got in the movie.
No, it's more like Rocket Raccoon style, like it's an alien that kind of looks like a duck.
Yeah.
Which I think is the idea. But anyway, I was going to say, that Death Stranding 10-minute gameplay trailer weirdness.
Yeah.
At the end there, speaking of digging up old fossils, the Bionic Woman, that's who that is at the end.
Is it
it's
Jamie
what's her
Summers?
Name? Yeah.
Looked like her.
What's her actress name? Her real name.
Wagner, Lindsay Wagner.
Lindsay Wagner. That's freaking Lindsay Wagner. And it said right before when he, because the way Kojima does his trailers, he acts like he's ending them and has logos and credits and everything, and then still shows like another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And sometimes two, like this one, a lady eating a grub. Okay, then another ending at the beach with the Lindsay Wagner.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But right before that, it says starring all these names, Norman Reedus and everything. And at the bottom, it says Lindsay Wagner. And I catch that right before they cut. I'm like, Lindsay Wagner?
I didn't see that. I saw the face. I'm like, yes, that kind of looks like Lindsay Wagner once you said that. And I was like, oh, that really was Lindsay Wagner.
And that
fantastic
freaking baby thing I don't know what's going on with that game.
Oh, yeah, the baby in a...
He's nuts. It's nuts. Dice Tomato, if you've not seen that, y'all gotta go watch whatever the hell that was. I mean, everything they've showed up to this point is weird, but that's the weirdest they've gotten. Also, he takes an entire toenail off. It's awful.
Yeah.
It was the most violent thing I've seen in days.
Oh, it's disturbing.
And I've seen a lot of disturbing video game violence.
Don't worry. I think you're probably going to be safe with a Nintendo thing. I don't think you're going to see anybody pulling a toenail off in Smash Bros.
No, you're right. So run, don't walk, and see that, folks. McDonald's in the news.
Yeah.
They make the Big Mac and the whatnot. Let's see here.
Can you name a second McDonald's sandwich?
The McDouble, because I get that
sometimes. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, sure.
Cheeseburger, hamburger, filet of fish. They still do that?
They probably do, yeah. They got to maintain their quota of non-beef entrees.
Yeah, let's see what else. Hold on. I know there's more than this. Oh, Quarter Pounder.
There you go. That's where I was hoping you'd go.
Is that? And then they have the new Mini Mac. It's like a Big Mac Junior Big
Mac.
Oh,
really? Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what they call it, though. I can't remember, but it's a small Big Mac. And then they have chicken sandwich, crispy chicken sandwich.
Wow.
And
all right, well, now it's getting sad.
And now it's kind of, I'm feeling a little down now.
And now I won't use this for a Battle Royale.
Yeah, I feel like I know that too much. I don't like knowing that much about that. Anyway.
That's funny.
Oh, did I tell you? I had a Freddy shake. Did I tell you this?
No. When'd you have a Freddy shake?
So the other day, we
la, la, la.
we got a hankering for like, dessert, and we were thinking, well, what do you guys want? What do you want to do? And we didn't want to go too far. And Kim goes, well, aren't you supposed to try more shakes in places? And I said, yeah, like Sonic. And I was naming off these names. And she goes, well, have you done Freddy's yet? And I'm like, oh, no, let's do Freddy's. So we go to Freddy's, and I don't know, I guess it's custard. Is it not? I don't know what the difference is. What's the difference in custard and ice cream? I don't know.
More egg content, I think. I'm not sure.
Okay. It's a little thicker, concretier. You know?
Yeah, well, and that's what they call it, don't they? They call it a concrete as opposed to a shake.
Yeah. I got one of their I go basic because I want to see if at a basic baseline, can you nail the chocolate shake or not is kind of my thing.
Right.
It's now number one.
Wow!
It's so good, dude.
Okay.
I could have eaten three of those. It was so freaking good.
I did kind of break my bike training rule yesterday. I had to go to the bank and I had to go to the bike shop to take my bike. And as I was coming back, I'm like, oh, you know, I could go for something. I usually have like fruit or something in the afternoon, just kind of tide me over until dinner. But I was out and about. I'm like, well, maybe I'll go get a shake. And so I stopped at Chick-fil-A and got a peach shake.
Oh, yeah. Here,
because that
good.
Was when people were saying, oh, make sure you get the peach shake. Mm-hmm. Peach shake is pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A. I have heard good things, but I've never tried it.
I did get a small but I did eat the whole damn thing.
That's all right. Look, once in a while, you got to dip down.
Yeah, I feel like you got to treat yourself. Treat yourself.
Yeah, treat yourself right. Or no, treat your mother right. How'd that old, the Mr. T song go?
I don't know.
Treat her right. You gotta treat her. Do you not remember this?
I remember something about it. I think we've even played it on the show, but it's...
Treat your mother right. Okay, I'm gonna play it. I got it right here. Here you go. This is fantastic. It's one of the greatest things ever made.
12? Okay. You couldn't be more than 5. You're so fat they have to jack you up to take off your shoes. Yeah, well, you're so skinny your eyes are in single file. Well, you're so ugly your ears stick out to get away from your face. Well, your mama is
hold
so...
Hold it, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this.
I have to picture Mr. T's just been sitting on the side watching this whole thing.
You're not wrong. He just kind of swooped in from nowhere. Here's the song. This is the best part. And there are people in the background saying, treat. It's three mothers, by the way, in mom jeans. Here comes Mr. T. There is no other.
So treat her right.
I wish hip hop music still used that same keyboard bass sound from Rockwell's Somebody's Watching Me.
Yep, somebody's watching me. I can't get no privacy. Oh my gosh. That's fantastic. If you guys have never seen that chat room, go look it up. Just look for Treat Your Mother Right. You'll find it. It's a national treasure, that video.
Awesome.
Awesome. I love that all the bullying and back and forth is fine.
Yeah.
Until you mention the mother and then,
right,
whoa.
Exactly. Like, you know, Mr. T's just in there watching going, oh, that was a pretty good one. Oh, yeah, the single file eyes. Yeah, good. Oh, yeah, yeah, ugly. Yeah, nailed that one. Yeah. Well done.
Oh, mother, wait a minute.
Hold on. Don't bring your mother in this.
This is where I got to draw the line, fools.
Too good. Too good. Anyway, McDonald's.
I haven't told this story
wow, yet.
We got one word out of this.
Yeah, it's working out great. Customers are complaining about a ridiculous, that's their quote, new toilet rule that is causing them to wet themselves.
Oh, gosh. All right.
So here's how this goes. Customers in a McDonald's restaurant in Australia, I'm going to have to pay, they say, have taken to social media to complain about the strict bathroom policies that have caused, quote unquote, accidents in order to use the bathroom at the fast food chain in Maroochydore, Queensland.
Uh-huh.
How would you say that?
Maroochydore? Yeah,
it's a rough one.
I think that's Aboriginal in origin, yeah. I'm guessing.
I wonder if Tom went there on his trip. Probably not.
Sure he did not.
Yeah. Customers claim they have to place their order and use the code on the bottom of the receipt to get access to the turlet. A system in place at multiple McDonald's restaurants in the UK as well. Numerous people have taken to social media to criticize the policy and claim that the amount of extra time it takes to go to the bathroom has already caused one accident and another near miss.
I wonder what the near miss like.
I don't like the sound of it, do you?
I mean, it's like you either made it to the bathroom or you didn't, right? Yeah. A near miss would be, well, I didn't pee my pants, but I did pee on the floor.
Yeah, no, that's like a rocket coming at your airplane and it skirts past you only a foot away. That's a near miss.
Right. And isn't, I got to go along with what George Carlin said about that. Wouldn't that be a near hit?
Yeah, it's a near hit. That's right. It's just how you look at it, half full, half empty.
Right.
Macarador local Kim McDonald. Oh, that's great. Her last name's McDonald. shared a picture of the sign informing customers of the new location's policy. So I'm going to show the chat room this here so they can see it. This is according to The Sun, a publication I normally don't like, but anyway, whatever. It says right here, toilets proudly provided for the use of McDonald's customers. Code on bottom of receipt. Also, where's your capital C? But whatever.
Kind of a bad sign. I don't know. I mean, it seems like people are the problem, not McDonald's, because what's to stop people from just, you know, showing up late, having to go to the bathroom at the McDonald's? Let me back up here. McDonald's isn't responsible for how bad you have to go to the bathroom and that you didn't do something about it before. You're responsible for how bad you have to go to the bathroom and that you didn't do something about it before.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, oh, I'm going out. I'm going to go to the bathroom before I go out. I think I might end up at McDonald's in an hour, but I'm going to go to the bathroom now.
Yeah. It seems like you, if you're in near miss mode or you're in urine, if you are in
emergency
mode.
Right.
I don't understand how this is all that different. It's a code you have to.
Somebody was in the bathroom. Oh, it's their fault that I peed myself
right, because
there was somebody else in the bathroom.
Yeah, to me, that's the angle here. Now, if they're saying it takes you long to put a code in, I don't know.
Oh, that can't be. Right? I think they're just complaining that they have to buy something. They have to wait in line, buy something, and then use the code on the receipt. And it's like, oh, now I have to wait, and I have to place my order.
Yeah, I don't get it. I think it's fine. I don't understand the problem.
Although, I mean, I guess it does bring up another problem. So you order your food, you pay for your food, you get your receipt, you go to the bathroom, your food's made, sits on the counter, gets cold.
Yeah, like what? Yeah, the order, I'm a little concerned about it. Like, what's the chronology of this?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you go up front? Do you say, I'll just have a cheeseburger? See ya, I gotta use the can.
I'll just take it in there with me.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a first world problem, I think.
Yeah.
I think this is not that big a deal. So calm down, Australia. Keep it in your check, or whatever that means.
Right.
A swarm of angry bees have attacked a Colombian presidential election rally.
Yikes.
Oh, no. Campaign managers for Colombian's right-wing presidential candidate, Ivan Duque, I think. Duque.
Duck.
It could be duck. We're probably hoping to create a bit of a buzz with a campaign rally ahead of next week's election, but the event turned to a fiasco after someone invoked Candyman and he came and bees came out of his mouth.
Can't say his name three times and then flick the lights on and off. Oh, I guess it's five times for Candyman, three times for Beetlejuice.
That's right. Veteran actor Tony Todd could not be reached for comment. It says here,
Jim Madsen, happy to answer any questions you may have.
Oh my gosh, look how well we remember Candyman today. This is amazing.
Right.
Actors' names and everything. This is good. I usually can't remember anybody's name, and the fact that Tony Todd was right at the tip of my tongue.
I'm very impressed with Tony Todd.
I don't get it. Let's see. Scores of people were caught up in the bizarre incident on Saturday, including former President Alvaro Uribe. Who was stumping on behalf of this new guy. He says that he had been scheduled to address supporters in La Loma, a small town in the northern Caesar province, but was forced to run for cover before he could give his speech. 15 people were taken to hospital, but were later discharged. Local media showed rally attendees hurrying to escape the swarm, some covering their faces with T-shirts.
Wow.
Because you don't want to eat a bee.
Well, you definitely don't want to eat a bee, and you don't want to get stung in the face.
Yeah, in the face. Got me in the face.
I was trying to come up with more puns. I mean, I guess The Guardian, you know, create a bit of a buzz. Mm-hmm. They did. And nothing like left a sting in his campaign strategy.
Yep.
Something like that.
Something like that. They really missed some opportunities here.
Yeah, exactly.
The hive mind believes.
That's right.
Attract more honey. Or no, how's it go? More bees with honey? I don't know.
Yeah,
something
exactly.
Like that.
I don't like bees.
What's that?
That's what's his name from Ann Arbor.
Oh,
I don't remember his name.
I don't like bees.
I don't like bees either. I'm with him. I don't know why that's so funny. All right, moving on. Let's see here. Morrissey. Are you familiar with Morrissey?
I sure am.
He's got stuff.
Open in a coma. I know.
It's serious. I'm the last of Playboy. International.
I like him, but sometimes he runs his mouth and people get mad at him.
Yeah.
Morrissey says vegans, not the Marvel alien kind.
Not vegans.
Not vegans.
People, not characters from Vega.
No. Vegans. Mm-hmm. The ones that eat the fake cheese and they won't eat an animal thing.
Right. With eyes or cast a shadow or whatever it is.
Right. He says they're superior beings and reveals unusual all how would you say it? Stodge diet of bread, pasta, and nuts?
All stodge diet, yeah.
Stodge meaning what? Stodge. Like starch?
I don't know.
Like starchy.
I hear stodge is like somebody's stodgy or old stodger or something like that. Like they're stuck in their ways, but
I don't know what that is.
Stodge.
Someone in the chat says
food
that our...
is heavy, filling, and high in carbohydrates.
I thought that we were all on the opposite of that right now. That's what you're supposed to avoid, was those things.
Well, no, maybe.
Huh. Well, he says, okay.
This is different.
This is very different than you're used to. It's not easy being green.
Heaven knows I'm miserable now.
I haven't had a normal poo in months. I'm constipated.
The former Smiths frontman, now solo artist and sometimes controversial character, made comments in the controversial interview with Tremor, that's a magazine, in which he also expressed sympathy for English Defense Co-League founder Tommy Robinson and endorsed the new right-wing political party called for Britain. Oh, how far you've fallen from your weird liberal days back in the day, buddy. Right. Despite being a longtime advocate of plant-based diet, the singer explained that he doesn't identify with the term vegan. He says, it's just me. I refuse to eat anything that had a mother. That's obvious, he says.
Wow. That's obvious,
he said. He went
I
on.
I hate the sun and the air.
I don't know why, and I love his music. I don't know why it's so funny, though.
Yeah.
It's so funny to me, the way he... Anyway. He, by the way, have you ever seen New York Doll? He's great in that. He's a documentary.
Oh, and right. Yeah, I need to...
Gotta watch that.
On my list,
that.
Yeah.
He went on to confess... he always found it to be too difficult putting this down to a limited diet of bread, potatoes, pasta, and nuts, which he described as all stodge. I'm absolutely hopeless. When I handed a menu at a restaurant, I go directly to the kiddie meals. If I find baked beans, then that night is a huge success. If you ever bring me out to dinner, it's important that you also bring a toaster.
Okay, good.
He never gets
to that rules me out, Morrissey. Oh well.
It doesn't ever get to the point. Okay, there's two things here. He never gets to the point where he refers to vegans as superior beings.
Oh, right. No kidding.
And also, the headline and all this leads you to believe that, ooh, controversial statement from Morrissey, he's being a jerk again. Not really. He's just talking about eating shitty food. That's no big deal.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ooh, Morrissey said something that he eats. Ooh.
Right, exactly. He thinks he's all superior. I think the writer is actually the one who's like, those vegans always think they're so superior. I'm going to put that in the headline.
Yeah, I call it horse poo on this whole thing.
Baked beans.
But I am going to listen to Morrissey later because I like him.
There you go.
That's it for the news. And that's it for the show. I know it's short. Yeah. I told you guys to be a little bite-sized little thing.
We warned you. It's like all we can say is we warned you.
It's like half a show. It's like a full normal show for most people. But for us, it's like half one.
That's right. Exactly.
It's okay. Don't worry. I'll be back tomorrow with the full meal deal. We're going to play a quick song here. And then we're going to get out of here. You can still go vote for today's show title if you want to. Frogpants.showbot.tv. You can still support us at patreon.com/TMS, and you can still go to our website, frogpants.com/TMS. Today, it's important to note that there'll be the Nintendo conference right after this. Me and Patrick, at least, probably John as well, will be on that, and we'll stream the whole thing. Then there'll be other things, including Current Geek Tonight. So lots of fun stuff to do. Busy Tuesday. Enjoy. All right,
exactly.
Brian.
I mean, come on. We gave you an NPR length show instead of our usual length. So,
totally.
So enjoy that.
Yeah, totally.
Jason from the UK
said,
hi, Bubble and Squeak. I would love it if you would play a song for a good friend of mine who started listening to TMS a couple of years ago and is now hooked onto all things Frog Pants. Carl Wooldridge will be turning 44 on June 8th, a few days ago, and would love it if you could play something by Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, or Guns N' Roses. If this day is not possible, any day around it would be great. Well, today is the day around it, Jason.
Great.
So happy birthday, Carl, and congratulations on your 44th. Hopefully this song won't be too much hassle. Yes, it's a Russian version, a Russian cover of Bon Jovi's It's My Life with ukulele, mandolin, I can't tell. This is by a pair of artists who go by the name Silo Mludi, and you can find a lot of them online, and it's all as great as this. Here is Silo Mludi, and It's My Life.
Song for a broken hearted. No silent prayer for the faith departed. I'm gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice. I shut it out loud. It's my life and it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just want to live while I'm alive. Underground. But Tommy and Gina who never back down. Tomorrow's getting harder, make no mistake. You're lucky, David, luck, you'll have to make your own breaks. It's my life and it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just want to live while I'm alive. It's my
show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Listen to me.